Chapter 2. Lottie. Pins to Elephants was one of Lottie's favourite places. The shop sold an eclectic mix of household stuff, such as vacuum cleaner bags and pepper pots, items for the garden, electrical goods, and Lottie's weakness, DIY things. Where other women became gooey-eyed over shoes and handbags, Lottie had her head turned by glue guns and ceramic tiles. She recognised this wasn't usual behaviour for a woman in her 30s, but she didn't care. With a whopping mortgage, 3 kids and a husband whose salary fluctuated like the weather, she felt she had little choice. Making do and mending was a part of her life, and if it meant she'd become a dab hand at fixing things, then so be it. Today she was on the hunt for L-shaped brackets to repair Robin's bed. She had no doubt that her middle child had jumped up and down on it in the hope it would break, and she'd be forced to buy him a new one. One part of his wish had come true, the other part, not so much. After selling their souls to buy the house in Applewell over a decade ago, money had been very tight indeed for her and Henry, and she'd quickly taught herself how to do a variety of things. Repairing furniture had been one of them. For the first couple of years, Henry had accompanied her to boot sales, and they'd had fun picking up bargains, especially when they became pregnant with Sabrina, and the cost of bringing up first one child and then a second had sent all thoughts of furnishing their home with expensive and stylish items out of the window. But for Henry, the novelty of buying other people's unwanted items had worn off. Sometimes she felt Henry resented her ability to make do and mend. It might save them a small fortune, but she got the impression that he hated that they had to do it in the first place. Lottie handed over a £10 note to Tony behind the counter and popped the brackets in her bag, exchanging a few words with him as she did so. She had the feeling she might be the man's favourite customer. She spent more time in Pins to Elephants than she did in any other shop.